The idea of characterizing activists as terrorists might conjure up images of the worst totalitarian regimes. But previously unseen documents accessed via a Freedom of Information request reveal that the Canadian Security and Intelligence Service is seemingly broadening the definition of terrorism to encompass certain types of activism. Activists say that the Canadian state's conflation of activism with terrorism is indicative of the Orwellian nature of the post-9/11 world order. Canada's government is currently invading and occupying foreign countries while concurrently eroding Canada's domestic democratic rights, such as the right to protest, and all of this is done in the name of combating terrorism, even though statistics show that one is more likely to die from lightning than die from terrorism in North America.
So now the terrorists, as we're seeing, is everybody. I think we're starting to see a shift from this idea that it's no longer the Taliban or it's no longer Al-Qaeda that you have to worry about. And now that's why we're starting to see a lot of talk about homegrown terrorism, and that this could now be your neighbor or your coworker or maybe even a friend. Basically, be afraid all the time.
Critics say that North American elites require a widespread perception of a terrorist threat so as to justify their otherwise unpalatable economic and political agendas.
The proverbial police state that we're forming into now. And what's happening is there's very vague limitations as far as what can be defined as a terrorist, how a person can be defined a terrorist. So they're using corporate media and mainstream media to create a state of mass hysteria for Canadians. And almost a state of paranoia.
I will never forget walking down the streets of Toronto and not being able to go more than two blocks without having my ID checked and my bag searched, sometimes three, four times within a 5 or 10 minute walk. That was the police state showing itself here in Canada, plain to see.
Analysts note that the Canadian police have been caught infiltrating protest movements and acting as agents provocateurs in recent history. They wonder whether state-sponsored false flag incidents will arise in the future in Canada to justify the rounding up of activists and dissidents who oppose the political and economic policies of Canada's ruling class. Joshua Blakeney, Press TV, Calgary.